is the law. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Loft Hour. Today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature is the one and the only Miss Tia McGrath. Good morning.
Good morning, the Loft family. How are you all doing this today? So happy to be here.
Yes, yes. And we're happy to have you here. Y'all stay tuned. It's going to be a great one. Here we go. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, good people. You already know how we do. Email a friend, text a friend, tell them to join in. This is the Loft, baby. Good morning. It's going down. Happy 4th of July weekend. Let's go. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down, never turning off because I'm alive. What's up, everybody? You already know what time it is. It's our Lighthouse Spotlight feature of the day, baby. Yes. This is how we do it. This is what we do. Come on, shine the light, shine the light, shine the light. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. It's a guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up. Yes, you are in the Loft with Miss Tia McGrath. We are here. Thank you so much for being here. Good morning. Tell everybody a little bit about Tia McGrath.
Well, Tia McGrath was born in third person. I was actually born on the north side of Lake Erie in Ontario, Canada. And I grew up. My dad's family had immigrated to Canada from Transylvania.
Oh.
And my mom was a school teacher. And when I was a little girl, my dad had this dream of building a golf course here in Canada. And so he ended up getting some land and he built his dream. So I grew up in a very dream empowered family.
Ooh.
Watching my dad, you know, people told him he was crazy building a golf course in Canada, right? So I grew up helping on the golf course. From the age of seven, I was helping out and working and very inspired by my parents and their love for each other and their love for their dream and their family. My grandmother, my Transylvania grandmother, had the most beautiful singing voice.
Wow.
And she used to sing in the old country. So it inspired me. And when I was about 18 or 19, I entered a Canadian Open Country Singing Contest. I won it, which I was, very surprised.
Oh, okay.
And very excited. And I ended up on a TV show with Johnny Cash and June Carter. And the things just started to pop. You know, I received some recording studio time. So I went to Niagara Falls and recorded my first little song that I'd written. Bought myself a guitar, wrote my first song. And so I asked my dad, I said, "Dad, you're such a smart businessman. Would you manage me? You know, I don't want to be thrown to the wolves, so to speak."
That's right.
So he did. And it was just wonderful. And he and my mom have supported me emotionally, the whole way around. And I got to a place where I knew that I needed to move to Nashville. Mm-hmm. So I moved to Nashville, and that's where I met my wonderful husband, Tommy Parham. And he is one of the few songwriters that I know, if not the only one, who actually moved to Nashville with a full staff writer deal in hand.
Wow.
Yeah, he was living in LA at the time, and he had a full staff writer deal and moved to Nashville with it. And
Salute him.
So he's wonderful.
Awesome. I love it. I love the simple fact that, you know, you talk about from the ground up, from the beginning, how it was instilled in you. That's what you were taught. That's what you saw. That's what you lived. And to this day, you continue to keep it and you carry it on with you. It is great to always have that great background, that good foundation where, you know, they actually believe in you and pushing you to do and be your best. Be
Amen.
The best that you can be. And I love that. I love hearing testimonies like that, because some people don't have that, but yet and still the ones that do are grateful and appreciate that, you know, because a lot of people are not grateful for what they have, you know, and that's the little things, you know, it's the simple things like that, just having a great foundation of love and family.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and I mean, there was a point where I was like a know-it-all teenager, and, you know, and I would take my dad for granted, you know, like, I remember one time we were having a meeting in Toronto with another business person who was a manager, and he said, "Tia, your dad's a smart man. You know, don't take that for granted." And, you know, I was being one of those little know-it-all teenagers, Daddy doesn't know, and I do. And
so the territory.
And I want to talk about that. Like, don't you think in this time of, we've just come through this pandemic, which we've all just continued to talk about. And it gave us a time, my husband and me, to sit down and actually go back to square one.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times, I think wherever you are in your stage of in your walk of life, I don't think there's anything wrong with sitting down, being still, and going back to the beginning and looking where you came from and going, you know what? What, maybe there's things I missed along the way or what forgotten about it, right?
That's good word right there, seriously.
Yeah.
That is the truth. And I agree with you. I totally agree with you. You know, the world was in an uproar about having to be still, but there was power in the be still. You had to, like you said, just sit back and do a self-awareness, you know, just go back to the beginning. Like, that is the truth. And I believe in that 100%. You just got to go back and just say, okay, let's take this for what it is, but what is this trying to teach us? What do we need to learn from this? And I totally agree with that, because sometimes we can get all caught up in the uproar of the day-to-day life and we do forget about that. But you always got to have that in your back pocket, because that's your foundation.
I mean, we'd been on the road for a long time. You know, we'd been slogging it out for 14 years.
Wow.
And we were tired, you know, and we were getting exhausted, and we kept going. This is prior to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we were going, you know, is it time to quit? Is it time to stop? But then, you know, it's like a machine, right? It's like a train. You got to get it started again. And So how do you do that? So the pandemic gave us kind of an unwelcome opportunity to sit down. And at first we were like, oh, well, this is kind of cool. You know, we'll just do some creative things we haven't, you know, been wanting to do. Like, we started our own podcast show. And
yes.
But then after a while you start to go, well, is it ever going to come back?
Yeah.
And what if it doesn't? Mm-hmm. And then you really realize what you could potentially lose. And so that's when we went back to the beginning and went, okay, let's go right back to the beginning. And now is our do-over.
Absolutely. Yeah. A great do-over too. But the most important part about it is that the do-over, you're doing it over with something different. There's something different within each and every one of you that is different, which is going to make the new the do-over exactly what it's supposed to be, you know? So let's talk about you've been out here, like you said, y'all been on the road for 14 years. Where did it all begin? Well, you told us, but when did you know this is really what I'm supposed to be doing?
Well, when I moved to Nashville, I was at a place then that I thought, I just want to be a great songwriter. I had been writing my own albums and, you know, and that, but when I moved to Nashville, I mean, it was just like, wow, this is just pretty incredible. I remember the first time I had the opportunity to play at the Bluebird Cafe, and it was just, oh my gosh, you know, and I think I saw Andrew Gold perform there. Oh yeah. It was just pretty crazy. And then I got to write with Andrew Gold.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was pretty cool. And I was always such a huge Linda Ronstadt fan, you know, and so when Tommy and I, we were focused on our writing, and he was writing hit for his staff, for his publishing company, and I was writing, doing my thing, and we were writing together and writing with other people. And then one day, I remember a friend being over, and I was feeling kind of just something was missing, and I was missing singing. I was missing my voice and singing demos for other people, or, you know, having other artists sing my demos and whatever. Yeah. So I remember my friend said, she was listening to my CD and she said, Tia, this is really great. Like, how come you're not doing your artist thing? And then we were over at Mark Slaughter. Do you remember the group Slaughter? The rock group Slaughter.
Yes.
So Mark was a friend of ours and we were over at Mark's doing some songwriting. And he said, Tia, you really need to get back out there. And so this whole thing kicked off and Tommy and I just sat down and started recording some of these new songs. Next thing we had an album and I just started booking some shows and around Nashville and everything. And then it really started for us when we decided we wanted to go to the UK. So we put together blindly, I put together this tour and we went over and we had such a great time that's really where we started just nonstop going over there, touring the States. Yeah. Yeah. And it was just beautiful. Just beautiful.
Wow. That's amazing. The steps that you took to have everybody around you saying, okay, you need to be doing this for yourself.
Yeah, really.
But you listen to yourself and you listen to others, the people that you trusted around you, and you put your best foot forward and look at what happened. You know, who just comes off blindly and creates a tour in the UK and it happens. Salute to you for that.
Only crazy girls. I'm just a crazy girl.
Hey, but it worked. But it worked.
It's like my daddy who builds a golf course in Canada. You know, it's like
there you go. See, apple don't fall too far from the tree. That's
right.
But you know, this is a show about independent artists. Talk a little bit about your experience as being an independent artist before. You know.
Being an independent female artist too.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Yikes. It's been a long haul. I mean, there's not a day goes by. You don't read the charts. You don't read the festival lineup and you see that 9.9 out of 10 of them are males.
Yes.
Right?
That's right. So
it is, honestly, what has really kept me going is that I can't do anything else. I've tried to do other things. I've tried to have the day job. I've tried, you know, during the pandemic, I took some online courses and, I was going to be a copywriter and I was going to do this and do that. And, you know, it just comes back.
Yeah.
And right now I have little children. Like I have children who are messaging me from Romania, sending me videos and pictures of themselves and they're singing to my songs.
Wow. See, that's what it's about right there.
Yeah. I mean, if the world stopped turning today, I could say, oh my gosh, you know, I had a great day. Like this was just awesome. Right.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
That's a blessing right there in itself. So let's get into it. We're going to talk about your first track that I have, which is called Stubborn in My Blood. And that was the name of your album in 2018, correct?
That's right.
All right. So talk a little bit about the writing concept for that one.
That album was interesting. Tommy and I were finishing up 14 years of touring. It was before the pandemic. None of us knew what was coming down the pipe. Stubborn in My Blood is the opening line. You know, but my grandparents and my grandparents really did come to Canada from Transylvania. The title track really was, it was daring because I thought, I don't know if people are going to like this or not.
Uh-huh.
Who puts Transylvania in their songs? You know, And but you know, it kind of led to this whole journey. And prior to that, Tommy and I had been over to England touring, and we had about a week off towards the end of the tour. And so we took the opportunity to go to Transylvania and find my grandmother's village.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This was back, I think, in 2017 or 18, I guess, prior to this. While we were there, I met a girl who was working in the gift shop, and we kept in touch. We found my grandmother's church, which was built in like the 1200s, and where she used to sing and everything. And so Danielle and I kept in touch. And so this whole Starboard in My Blood journey has just led us to where we are now, getting set to release the new album, but then also reconnecting with Danielle over in Transylvania. Mm-hmm. And the little children are listening to my music and reading my children's book, Jake the Road Dog. And we just sent them some videos. And so it's a really cool thing. And again, what we're talking about, Frost, it all goes back to the beginning, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Circle.
It always goes back
to
the beginning. Say no more, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stubborn in My Blood by Tia McGrath. Here we go.
Running through my veins, it's not enough.
stubborn in my blood. I know I'm stubborn a little bit. Must be in my blood too. So I love it. I love that. I love the, how you talk about how deep the roots really run. And everybody really need to take that into factor, you know, because one of the most key things that you said was, it's running through me like a passage of hope on a raging sea.
Yeah.
That statement right there in itself just sums it all up. And I think that everybody can relate to that. Talk a little more about it.
You know, my ancestors all came over to, you know, mm-hmm. to Canada. So they would have landed in, you know, the East Coast, Halifax. And my mom's side are MacDonald's, so they were Scottish. Okay. And they came over after the clearings, the Scottish clearings. They would have been Jacobites.
Wow.
Right? If we have any Outlander fans out there, right? Yeah, they were probably, most of them, slaughtered in the Battle of Culloden, fighting for freedom. Now, Tommy, my husband's family, he is a Native American and Shoshone and Spanish.
Okay.
And grew up in the Colorado area. So we are a very diverse couple. I am all about diversity. It breaks my heart when people just don't get it. So I really think in this day and age right now, one of the things that I did do during the pandemic was I took a university online course about Indigenous studies, Canadian Indigenous studies.
Okay.
And because we were going through the whole thing up here about the Indigenous schools, and that broke my heart. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to learn about Indigenous studies. And so I did that, and it just opened my eyes to so many things, and especially Tommy being Native American. So, yeah. So we're all about just getting it out there. A song we're going to play later, Go Your Own Way, is kind of about that. Just everyone be yourself and embrace each other's individuality and our humanness, right?
That is a beautiful, beautiful statement right there. Embrace everybody's individuality, that right there. Because, you know, if we do that, can you imagine what unity really would be and what it would look like and what it would feel like? You know, that's amazing. And I love that because, you know, this is one of the first songs I've ever, you know, heard actually describe, like, my blood. It gives a definition to it, you know, gives definition to my roots, gives definitions to my past. You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And it gives you something to just stand on. Although it's called Stubborn in My Blood. Yeah, that's where I get it from. I love it.
That's right.
This is how I got it, because I know my grandfather, what my grandfather did, what my grandmother did, what this and everything. I love how you detailed that.
Yeah, their passage here, right? Their passage, wherever they came from, is where we began. And
you told the story, their story, through music. That was like awesome, because, you know, some people get it, and you could put it in a book, put it in a little passage, you know, but people get it in different ways, and I 100% got that from your song. That was perfect. That was actually perfect. Well, you mentioned that you're an author. Yes, ma'am. You have a children's book called Jake the Road Dog. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, Jake is my, I don't have children, but Jake was my boy. He was my husky. And we adopted him when we were living in Nashville. When he came home, he was broken. His tail didn't wag. And Tommy and I just loved on him. And he started going on the road with us. And pretty soon he just came out of his shell, and he became this little, he had this unique star thing about him, you know, and he'd sit up on stage with us, and he'd been all the way from El Paso, Texas, all the way to Nova Scotia, Canada, and everywhere.
Okay, Jake.
Yeah. So one day we were at a festival, and we were backstage with some of the artists, and we were all talking about our road dogs and how important they are to musicians. Mm-hmm. And they're our family, our children, and we're, you know. So I thought, well, wouldn't that be a nice story to write for children, and especially put in the music, the musical aspect of it. So the theme is find the song in your heart, and how Jake finds a song in his heart through his family and through love and being out on the road with mommy and daddy. And I put three songs in it. So it just started this whole beautiful journey. And we would go into libraries and schools, and we were in England performing, and we did a school thing in the afternoon. And then that evening we did a fundraising concert for the families and for the children. And it was just beautiful. And right now I'm working on the next book, and it's kept me going too. It's a wonderful wonderful journey.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. When I read that, I was like, that's pretty cool, Jake the Road Dog. Then you told the story. It makes sense. That is pretty cool. So, all right, y'all, go on out here and get it. Jake the Road Dog. Look it up. Get it. And look out for the next one because it's coming out as well.
Yeah.
I love it. And the best part about the story to me was you talked about how when you guys first got him, he was a little low in life, you know, didn't have too much hope or, you know, whatever, but you loved him back to life.
That's right.
And that right there in itself, that's beautiful to me. That's a beautiful thing. And you can do the same thing with humans. People got to understand it as well. You know, all you got to do is show a little love, give a little love and the care, and the proof is in the pudding with Jake. And I'm so glad that he was blessed with you guys to be able to get himself, find himself, get his strength. And truthfully, Jake went his own way. He was being who he was supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. He was his own little man. And you know, you touched on something there. My aunt bought the book. She had her neighbors across the street had adopted a little boy, and she bought the book for him. Mm-hmm. And she called me one day and she was all excited because she said that he had called her or the mom called my aunt and said that he had been reading the book before he went to bed. And he said, now you make sure you leave this open where we've finished it here, because he said, I'm Jake. I'm adopted too. And so he identified with Jake, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Children are so amazing, aren't they?
They are the best little creatures in the world. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
They're the purest state, you know, because we all were once there, you know, and that's crazy because I wrote a book that is channeling into the child within me, you know, because that little child's still within you. You know, we put away our childish ways, but you never ever the childlike spirit. That's your purest moment.
Amen. That's
coming to life. It's your purest moment. That's why I love the children. You know, they will say what's on their mind. They are.
Yeah, they're not afraid. And Frost, don't you think that maybe when we're born, maybe the rest of our life is finding that pure state again, right?
That's exactly right.
That's the journey.
That's the journey.
Going back.
That's the journey. I agree. And because I found myself that's where the book came from. For me, I found myself in a state where I had to find her. I had to go get her in order for me to survive because I allowed life to abduct her away from me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah, so I really do agree with you on that aspect. So, you know what, that leads up to, this next song. This is my favorite. I just want to go ahead and put that out. This is my favorite. When I first heard this song, I listened to it 6 times straight just for me to receive and indulge in. It's called Let Them See You're Strong. Talk about your writing concept for that.
This song was written, we were in Nashville. Tommy and I were down in Nashville on a trip visiting our friend Devin O'Day. And Devin is she's an award-winning radio producer. She's got her own show, everything. And she's just amazing in her own right and a wonderful songwriter. You know, she's just Tommy's my best friend, but she's my best girlfriend. And so we were at her place and Devin said, y'all want to do some writing? And we said, sure. And she said, I've started a song that I really would love you guys to help me work on. And she pulled it out and she said, it's called Let Them See You're Strong. Now, your normally would be spelled YOU'RE, right? Mm-hmm. You are. Let them see you are strong. She said, I don't want it that. She said, I want it to be your strong, like let them see. And so we started throwing words out, like let them see your burn. Mm. Let them see your light. Mm. Let them see you're strong, right?
Yeah.
It was like 10 o'clock at night we started and we finished it, I think, within an hour and a half. And we were just crying. We felt all three of us were going through something individually where this came right from the heart. And we knew we had something pretty special. So the next time we went back down to Nashville, we went and recorded it and put it on the album. It was September 2019. Do you remember August 2019, the Walmart shooting happened in El Paso? So Tommy and I love playing in El Paso. So in September, we were down in El Paso and our friends took us to the wall, the memorial wall.
Oh, wow.
And the flowers were there and the candles and the little stuffed bunnies. And it was just, oh my gosh. So we just took the guitar out and we started singing it. And our friend videotaped us and we had our El Paso Strong t-shirts on. And it was just one of those moments, you know, it kind of became our theme song for that album. And one of the interesting things I found throughout my entire career is that you have to be careful what you write because life imitates art. And yeah. So my life will imitate what the heck song is like this, you know, Let Them See You're Strong. We went through a pandemic. We went through family illness. Oh my gosh. You know, it's like,
I understand. We will talk about that more. You said life imitates art.
Yeah.
And I totally understand. But I tell you what, this song is so beautiful. It really is. It really grabs the heart. It just holds the heart. So without further ado, we'll talk a little more when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Let Them See You Strong by Tia McGrath. Let's go.
Strong, let them see you're willing to keep going. Let them see your power comes from somewhere they can't fathom. Let them see you smile when a tear might serve you better. The road is long. Let them see you strong. Let them see your burn. Let them know they can't put out your passion. Let them see your fire comes from a calling that's forever. Let them see you fly when falling comes so easy. It's how you learn. So let them see you burn.
Strong, let them see you're strong, defining exactly where your strength comes from within you, what is the value of being strong, reason why you're strong, and how you wear it and carry your strength. I love this song without a shadow of a doubt. Talk a little more about it, Miss Tia.
You know, I just, if that's what it's done for you, that Frost, then that's job done for me. and Tommy and Devin, right? That's what it's about for us as songwriters.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, I was talking about my voice earlier and how important my voice is to me and how I missed singing, but being a songwriter is also a voice. You as an author, you as a speaker, you as a podcast host. And when we use our voice, and this is what I want to encourage everyone listening today, use your voice, find that strength in your voice. Every single one of us has a voice. And I'm not just talking the vocal cords.
I get it. Vibrate, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm talking about that power that's inside of us, deep down in our soul, that a story that only you can tell, that is yours alone, and yet on an ultimate level is connected with everyone in the universe. And when you tell your story and someone goes, I've listened to that song 6 times because you're telling my story, that is reaching down into the deepest part of humanity, isn't it? We're all connected at the heart, at the soul, right?
Absolutely. I totally agree. Yeah. That is beautiful how you put that. You know, everybody has a voice. There's power in words.
Absolutely.
There's power in speaking, you know, and, you know, I received it, you know, because I know life sometimes gets a little rough. I can only speak for me where I have allowed it to actually meet me, you know, but thank you for that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for that. But, you know, I want to talk about that experience when you guys performed at that monument. That song, you know, I know that had to be a lot of overwhelming emotions for you to do that. How did you perform that and keep it together? That was a lot to take in.
Oh, yeah. It was one of those moments where you just had to do it because we were there. And I think it was bigger than us. It was all bigger than us anyway. And so we were just these little 1-inch people standing there with a guitar singing next to this enormous act of atrocity. Yeah. We can't even describe it. But then the love that was superseding it, because the outpouring of love and everything, and just to see the pictures and the stories and the
Shout out to you. Kudos to you all for being obedient to your call. That was the strength for you guys to do it. Doing my part, you know, it only felt right to do it. Like you said, it's bigger than us. You know, that's why this platform that I have right here, it's not even about me. It's bigger than me. I want to celebrate you and shine your light and do whatever I can to do to help you, inspire you, encourage you to continue to keep doing you 100% truthfully. Yeah. But I'm grateful for that song. I want to talk about one statement in there. You said, the darkest night can't hide the smallest flame. There's only one candle with your name. Let them see your light.
Right.
That's deep.
Right.
That's deep.
Well, and see, you know, that darkness can't put out light, right?
That's right.
And like you were talking earlier about the children are light, children of light. And as long as the little child is alive, they're filled with light. That's the God light in a child. That's the innocence. And that child, you know, is that little light that's shining inside of you, right? Mm-hmm. So there was light that day. Talk about the star in there. Of course, I go, oh my gosh, you know, it's the Texas star, right? And in our El Paso Strong t-shirts, there was the yellow star. It was like, it was just so surreal. It's hard, you know, it's difficult these days, right? For yes. people, I think. Our calling, as you mentioned, Frost, our calling is to keep our message, keep the message of light and hope going. And for everyone out there who's struggling right now, I mean, interest rates are going up, inflation's going up, price of gas is going up, and you're going, how are people making it?
That's right.
You know, as musicians, we're going, as independent musicians, the cost of EPs or CDs, whatever you're selling these days, is going down.
And
we're still trying to pay our bills, but we're going, no, it's about the music. It's about the message.
It's about the message. Lust. Yes. It's about the message. Talk a little bit about your podcast. It's called Jake's Place Songs and Tales.
Yeah, Songs and Tales. T-A-I-L-S, like a dog's tail.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Tommy and I had been talking about starting our own podcast show. So again, when the pandemic hit, he says, you know, why don't we start our own podcast show? And we'll just talk about like life on on the road. And I said, well, I want to tie it in with my Jake book and the mm-hmm. puppy dogs and rescue animals, you know. And so we had a blast. And so we just started interviewing people who were involved with rescue animals and from all walks of life, and met authors who've written books about their rescue dog and other singer-songwriters and everything. And then we put our own music in it to try to fit in with the theme. And I think the most empowering show we did was my cousin. I was talking to my cousin one day, and I didn't even know she was involved in this, but she was involved in a group that pick up cold cases, and they help the police and find missing people. And so I said, oh my gosh. So I actually interviewed the man who had started the whole thing, and it was pretty, pretty intense. So we were able to tie in a couple of our songs. I imagine you find that as you're interviewing people, it's like sometimes you just fall into something and go, wow, I never thought I'd be here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been a journey, and I'm grateful for it. But, you know, I look at it as like my mission is to do it for you guys, but you are actually blessing me as an individual. Yeah. And I'm grateful, and I just continue to keep doing what I'm doing. Everything that we do reaches who it's supposed to reach and the timing that it's supposed to reach. Like you said, it's the message. It's the message.
Yeah. And that's a wonderful thing with the internet now. Like, it just goes out there, right? It's out there around the world.
Yeah, so y'all tune into this podcast, Jake's Play Songs and Tales.
Well, you can find everything on my website, tiamcgraff.com, and that's spelled TIAMCGRAFF.com. And on there is our podcast page, Jake's Plays Songs and Tales, the book, our music.
Okay.
And all kinds of things. So you can listen there. We just put out a new episode, which is about grief. We've lost some friends over the last couple years through the pandemic for one reason or another. And when we're putting the new album together, and we came across these songs that Tommy had written with a couple writers who've since passed away. And so we dedicated this whole show to them, and we're playing the songs.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it was really nice. We contacted their wives and told them we had done it. And then we finish off that episode with a little reading on grief.
Love it. Keep it up. I'm good. Everybody trying to tune in. Tune in to Jake's Place Songs and Tales, the podcast. Looking forward to doing it. Well, we have one more song up for you. And this one is called Go Your Own Way. This is your latest release. Talk a little bit about your writing concept for that.
We were in California writing with Kevin Fisher, who's just amazing. He's just an amazing artist, songwriter. I hope you have the opportunity to interview him to someday for Austin. We wrote this song. We heard that at the time there was a country artist who was looking for songs, and she was a mom. So we kind of took it from that angle. She was looking for songs about diversity and empowerment and everything else, and bullying, right? The teenage bullying thing mm-hmm. going on. We wrote the song Go Your Own Way and brought it home. And Tommy and I demoed it with Kevin across the miles, across the internet. About a year later, we pitched it to my friend Drake Jensen, who's LGBTQ artist up in Canada, and they put it out and did a video on it, and it was really cool and did some really great things. Then last year, I just took our version of it, the little demo we had done with Kevin, and I submitted to the Empowerment Music Awards, and lo and behold, we won social justice category.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like the song has taken on its life of its own and screaming, you know, this has to go on our own album. And it's just a demo. I mean, this was the demo version. It was just meant to be a pitching demo for the Empowerment Awards. Mm-hmm. They asked us to put together a video because it was all a virtual award show at that point during the pandemic. So we put together this video, and Kevin edited it and created it with us. And this is the video we're using. And we're so, so blessed to be working with MTS and Michael Stover.
Yes.
And he's just all about integrity and the songs and the artist and the message, what we're talking about. And so he really believes in this, and already we're getting amazing feedback.
Salute to you guys for winning the empowerment, because this is exactly what this song is. It's an uplifter. You wake up in the morning and play this before you go on your day.
Oh, yeah.
To get you started.
When you're working out in the gym.
That's right. Like, they give you that push. It's like that push it gives you. All right, I ain't gonna talk too much about it. Let me let them hear. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Go Your Own Way by Tia McGrath. Let's go. Everybody go your own way. I loved it. I love the empowerment, positivity, push, hope. You can do it. Staying true to yourself and staying true to who you were created to be and just fulfilling that purpose. I love it. I love it. I love it. Talk a little more about it, Miss Tia.
Be whoever you are, right? Yes, that's the message. Just be whoever you are. You know, it's hard to be creative during the last few years, right? It's hard. Jake just got me on this journey and it's like, wow. And so like we're trying to, so I'm going to include the song in this next book as well.
Yes. I love it. I love it. You know, it's just like you said, you know, we all have our own paths.
Right.
Go your own way and just be the best you that you can be.
That's right. If I could say anything to anyone out there, it's as a an independent artist, one of the hardest things to overcome is not comparing yourself to other artists, what they're doing, what they're achieving, especially in music, because it's all, you know, awards. It's like, who's the best? Charts, who's number one? It's like rejection. We set ourselves, we throw ourselves into a career that's based on rejection.
That's right.
So the one thing that I've really, really learned to do over the pandemic was really every day I work at not comparing myself to what's going on with anyone else. And when I find myself starting to compare, I actually now stop myself and I bless that artist. And I say, God bless them in their endeavors. And it's like a release. It's a beautiful sense of release. And pretty soon I find, okay, I'm free of that.
That is really, really powerful. That's a golden nugget, everybody. Artists, that's a golden nugget. In life, period. When you switch that thing up and you bless them, you're getting your power back, you know, and you're blessing them at the same time.
That's right. It's empowering. It's very empowering. Yeah.
Really, it really truly is. Not to say, I want to be that person. No, baby, you need to be who you are. You know, you don't know, and don't compare your journey to that journey, because you have a soul purpose. Everybody has a soul purpose.
That's right.
You know, my purpose is not the same as yours, Miss Tia. You know, we may feel it with some of the same people when it comes to music, but still, your purpose is your purpose and my purpose is my purpose. But at the end, it's all one big purpose for the creator. So.
Absolutely. I find that when you bless someone else, or you are there, therefore, like we talked about, you, it's an empowering thing. And it's
absolutely. And to me, and I think that's a testimony in itself. We're blessed to be a blessing, whether it's through our music, whether it's through our words, whether it's through our actions.
Amen.
You know, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're given these gifts for a reason, to be a blessing to other people. We're giving life to be a blessing for other people. But you
that's
know,
right.
We
that's
just
right.
got to get that concept. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
That is the most important nugget and help empower you and get your strength back. Get your strength back. Yes. I love it. Thank you so much.
You are a gift. This is so beautiful. And I just hope that this show touches someone today. And
absolutely.
And we know it is. We know it is, right?
That's someone listening
right now who's going, oh my gosh, I needed to hear this.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I thank you so much. I thank you so, so much. And I'm so grateful. Shout out to Mr. Michael at MTS. You are the man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You inspire me. You have no idea how much we have a connection, but he has been such a blessing to me.
He's such a spiritual force. I just noticed this the other day. I haven't even told him that I noticed this, but he ends all of his work days by posting Bible verses on Facebook. But he ends his work day with Bible verses. And it's just so beautiful. It's like he's giving God the glory.
Absolutely.
For his work and his accomplishments and for, you know, bringing us all together like this.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Michael.
That's why. Because like the word says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Shout out to you, Mr. Michael, for you have been a blessing to me because I met Miss Tia along with a whole lot of other artists. But thank you so, so much. I am grateful. I'm going to let you end the show. Take us out of here.
Thank you, Frost. Thank you so much for this has just been beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. You can find me again at tiamcgrath.com, and the socials are Facebook Tia McGrath, Twitter Tia McGrath. Don't look for me on TikTok. I have a TikTok, but I can't stand it. You'll probably find like nothing there. But Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, so please check out our website and listen to our podcast shows and check out my children's book. And in Jake the Road Dog, the three songs that I have in the last book, Be Still, Hear the Song in Your Heart, and Let Yourself Be Crazy Beautiful.
Wow. I love it.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Doesn't get any better than that. I love it. Once again, you have been such a blessing. Continue blessings to you. Continue sending out the message through your song, through your art. You can sing. You put some soul in that strong too. But I love it. You're a beautiful artist, beautiful person in general. Like I said, many, many, many blessings to you as you continue on this life's beautiful journey.
Well, and let's do this again, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Do this again down the road.
Definitely. You all stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with some more inspirational music and word for your soul. You're right.
I wanna talk to you. I wanna talk to you.
Just wait.
This is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. Hey guys, today I want to talk to you about checking in on your people. As you guys know, it's getting hotter. It's the summertime. And yes, you should be checking on your people all the time. But you guys know that the elderly people, sometimes they tend to sit in their home. And they'll still have, you know, their thermostat set to where it's so hot in there that, you know, we can't breathe. But, you know, they think it's okay because they're always cold or the opposite. Check on your people, guys. I made it my business. This lady that I check on, she's a, you know, an older lady, and I try my best. I'm always busy, but I try my best to take time to check on her a couple times a month. Even if you have to start out checking on that person, you know, two times a month or one time a month, just check in on them. See if it's anything they need. You know, if you're going to the store and if you can do something for somebody, you can pick up a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread. You may have to fix something there at their home. The lady that I know, she had been sitting there for a whole week without watching TV. She kept calling the cable company, and they told her they would come out there and look at it the next week. Thank God I had went out there. It was only something wrong with, she was clicking the wrong button or something like that, and I fixed it for her. And she was so appreciative, guys. She was so thankful because she was like, I haven't watched TV, you know, in a whole week, and I stay here by myself. So she suffered and was sitting there lonely without, you know, without even knowing that it was just something that she had to do with the remote control. Check on your people. You just never know what you can help them with. Every little small thing helps. You know, check on your people. Make sure they're good.
Yes, 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 another episode in the books. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Tia McGrath, thank you so much for blessing us. Bless you, bless you, bless you on your continued journey. Angie Sis, thank you so much, baby. I love you, I love you. Y'all know what? Be still, hear the song of your heart, and let yourself be crazy beautiful. You can do it.
You can do it, you can do it. You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You suck.
It's go time, and there ain't no time like showtime. Pay the haters, no mind. Go blind, and ain't no time, you'll be so fine. Stay up on your J.O., separate and lay low. Protect what you've been blessed with and stay bold. Invest in being the best, stay cold. Till you got a caseload on your payroll.
I remember nights crying, I consider not trying to deliver hot rhymes. I figured in my time, it ended in my mind. Was limited, no grind, can mimic the whole time. I was on that slow climb to finishing.
So I'm presenting God's redemption as the engine of ascension. Man's opinions, not contending with purpose. Get in there and work it.
You can do it, you can do it. You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say, I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
This song is so prophetic and oh so energetic. No time to frown, the time is now. You hear that sound, so hit the ground and go get it. Some say it's too expensive, it'll cost you everything, but you'll lose more not moving forward on your dreams.
Get up and pray, stack your bread up and save. Read a new book every 30 days. Keep a checklist of steps with directions, and get a team that's on the same page. Won't grow if you wanna be a stunner. They're literally the opposite of each other. Gotta learn how to roll with the punches and keep coming. Pick that thing up if you're tired of running.
If there's an obstacle stopping you from reaching the level of optimal, that's your pedal blocking you. Tell the devil that God can do exceedingly and abundantly. So you either move or get under me. You wanna leave, then think outside of you and your company, and how to add value to this country. And if at all you should fall off track, I wrote this song to remind y'all that
you can do it. You can do it. You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say, I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. You can do it, you can do it.
Stick with it.
You can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You say, I can do it, I can do it. I can do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.